Stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, a fun, informative talk show putting a spotlight on sustainability around the globe. Mrs. Green doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. This show is sponsored by the Fairfax Companies. The Fairfax Companies are dedicated to improving the environment through creative and innovative business practices. Fairfax is the leader in the business of sustainability. As a leader in the construction waste industry, they demonstrate that it's possible to implement sustainable business practices profitably. Fairfax's mission is to find or create markets for all waste disposal in construction and demolition landfills. They screen and sort all construction and demolition waste that passes through their gates. By sorting these materials, they make sure that as much recyclable material as possible is diverted from the landfill and nothing goes into the landfill that may be harmful to the environment. Visit their website at www.thefairfaxcompanies.com for more information. Now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Happy Saturday. We don't want to tell you what to think. We just want you to. And we're happy to be sponsored today by the Fairfax Companies. And I so hope you're ready to hear about one of the greatest and greenest companies in America. And I say that from the bottom of my very green heart, New Belgium Brewing Company. They are the makers of Fat Tire, in case you did not know that. And their CEO, Kim Jordan, is going to be our guest. And I can honestly say I've been looking forward to this interview for about 3 years. So please stay here with me. Great news. The Arizona's Greenest Workplace Challenge has begun, and we are very excited about that. We have 24 entries from all over the state. Golden Eagle won the challenge last year, and this year they decided to become a sponsor of the contest. And I am just putting it out there. Check out my website. Everything from the University of Arizona to the Food Co-op to Schaefer's Dry Cleaners. Some really incredibly wonderful companies doing things for the planet. Their businesses and organizations deserve our support. So I can't have any favorites, but I would really hope that you get to check out the website and vote. You can vote every day from now until next Friday. And before it was even up, we started having voters and people engaging their communities in voting to support their businesses. So I hope you will take a look and do that too. And, you know, I just want to give a little bit of information. It's www.mrsgreensworld.com, and it's go to the contest and read all about them and then vote once a day. I just put a little reminder in my my iPad or my Outlook to make sure I do that. So, okay, I want to give a little shout out to Geo Innovation, and it's kind of a personal one. There is so much discussion going on in our country and in the world about solar and with electric companies giving incentives, and it's a very confusing issue for me, lease versus purchase. And Geo Innovation, they're one of the supporters of Mrs. Green's World. But what I want to say is thank you to Rachel in George's office at Geo Innovation, because if I have questions and I need research and I need somebody that I trust to give me an answer, Rachel does it. So it's Geo Innovation, a locally owned company that I have so much respect for, Technicians for Sustainability, Catherine Kent at the Solar Store. They're all very invested in this community, and I appreciate it because I don't know everything about the solar world. And so when I have a question and I have to get it answered, I talk to them. So it's wonderful. Stay here with me. We'll be right back with Kim Jordan, the CEO of New Belgium Brewing Company.
It may be the only desert oasis in the world, complete with botanical gardens, nature trails, eclectic shops, and art galleries, and a new summer menu. And it's right near you, Tohono O'Toole Park. Come enjoy Chef Albert Hall's new summer menu additions. Then enjoy a stroll through our shops, art galleries, and botanical gardens. Park admission is 2-for-1 with purchase in our charming tea room. Nurture yourself, nature yourself. Tohono O'Toole Park. For more information, go to TohonoO'toolePark.org.
Hi, it's Terry D. from Habitat for Humanity, Tucson's Habit Store, changing the world one sofa at a time. Come to our new location at 935 West Grant, where you can find building materials, doors, windows, paints, appliances, furniture, and a new treasure every day. And with your help, we're still diverting more than 200 tons of material from the landfill. Do your part, stop, donate, and shop at our new location at 935 West Grant, a quarter mile east of I-10. Catch us on the web, habitattucson.org, and the Habit Store hotline for pickup
889-7200.
Hi, I'm Abbott Taylor. With over 35 years creating jewelry in Tucson, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Please come in and see some of the thousands of designs we have created, or come in and have us design something original just for you. Whether you're looking for a simple and stylish graduation gift, your engagement ring, or a breathtaking jewelry piece to celebrate an important birthday or anniversary, you can't beat our competitive diamond pricing. With 100% trade-up guaranteed, set in an Abbott Taylor jewelry design, always using earth-friendly recycled gold. Abbott Taylor Jewelers, exquisite jewelry designs and exceptional diamond deals created right here in Tucson for over 35 years. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Hey everybody, are you ready to celebrate good times? Because I know I am. Every Saturday morning I wake up and I am ready to rock. And it's the quality of the guests. I love it. I love asking questions. I love this path to conscious learning. My brain is exploding sometime. So I'm going to do this segment today. We don't have a call-in guest this time up. So I've got some newsy items that I'd like to talk about. And I want to thank you for going to MrsGreensWorld.com to listen to the show today. And I hope you have as much fun as I do. And there's a couple of, well, there's one serious subject I wanted to talk about, because to me, it's all about sustainability on a global scale. And it was in the paper this morning, our local paper in Tucson, Arizona, that the food bank opened a program that's called the Gabrielle Giffords Family Assistance Center. And it was opened on Friday. And here's the most powerful part of it to me. I mean, it was a tragedy when the shootings occurred in January that really impacted the world. And there were literally probably hundreds of thousands of us that wanted to know what we could do, and a lot of people got into action. So they built the center with $160,000 that was constructed at the food bank, and it was all done on donations that people gave to the food bank after the shooting. So that's really part of the good news. And there were lots of people at the dedication. I wish I had been there. And then the other part is that there were enough donations that it will actually be able to support the center that was opened at the food bank because of the people from throughout the country that donated after the six people were shot and killed at the, you know, constituent meet and greet that Gabby was doing on January 8th, and 12 others were injured. So this is the really cool part, if you ask me. The donations were from 10 cents to $25,000. Now, to me, that talks about the goodness of a community. And by this community, I don't just mean Tucson. Because what they said is that the donations came from, I believe, 48 states. And it was as well as the District of Columbia, Canada, Germany, Australia, and Mexico. So when I talk about the size of the planet, I got news for you guys that touches my heart, a little choked up there. And then one of my dear friends, Ron Barber, who was shot in the tragedy that day, he said in a philosophical discussion with his boss one night, Giffords District Director Ron Barber recalled, the Congresswoman said, our purpose as human beings is to care for one another. Barber said the Family Assistance Center exemplifies that purpose. Now, if you don't think it does, we all do. I'm sure we all do. Okay. Another little newsy item is the proliferation of family gardens is mind-blowing and, of course, wonderful. And no matter where you're listening from, I encourage you to seek out local farms, to seek out friends who are growing theirs. And in a hopes to inspire people to grow their own food, there are 9 farms and gardens in the Santa Cruz Valley, which is here in Arizona, and Patagonia and Sonoyta, that will open their farms to the public for free tours tomorrow. And it's a second year event, and it's sponsored by We Are the Seed Group. And the tours really surpassed expectations last year. So we love that. It's like the chicken coop tours. It just cracks me up. And it was the chicken coop tours sell out because people are starting to put in chicken coops. My grandchildren have chicken coops now up in Taos with 10 chickens. So I can't wait to visit them. But this event is farmers expect at least 600 people that will tour tomorrow. And one of the new participants is called Deep Dirt Farm Institute in Patagonia. And it will discuss water conservation, irrigation methods, seed preservations. And to me, if you're like me, so much of this is like overwhelming. We've had a garden in the past, but there are new advances. We weren't as conscious of water at the time. So it's a wonderful new opportunity for people. And if you want information, you can always email me, put me on Facebook, whatever. But there are self-guided tours between 9 and 6 tomorrow, and a tour map is available at, I'm going to have to spell this, www.itsomoslasemilia. And that's pretty good Spanish. And like I said, if you want to, you can visit my website and ask me, or go, it's www.santacruzheritage.org, and there's more information there. So I think that's pretty cool. And then I'm going to tell you about, I talk a lot about locally owned, locally sourced, support your local. It's one of my biggest mantras of when you have a choice to make, you can change your community by choosing a local vendor. So case in point, yesterday, and this might be too much information, but it's just a fun story. My friend Kathy Rankin from Temco and I met for lunch. It was a crazy week for both of us, and it was one of those late afternoon lunches. And of course, we picked one of our favorite spots, Renee's Organic Oven. And we know the owners, Steve and Renee. If you follow anything I do, I write about them a lot for many reasons, one of which is I love their food. Because if I didn't, I wouldn't be talking about it so much. A, I love food, and B, I love their food. So what is missing when I go into other places? There's a warm welcome. And the owners know us, and it's because we frequent it. If there's an issue, you have an owner you can talk to. Whether it's a camera shop or a locally owned bike shop, or the list goes on. Even Ace Hardware stores, there's local owners. There are franchises. So to me, as an ultimate consumer, I really like to know the people. Frequently, their son is in there. Jeffrey. So you go in, you get great food, you get a really warm welcome, and you're really happy to be in a place like that. And last week we went to Monkey Burger, and you know, I'm just doing shout outs for them because, you know, Roy was in there, Roy Louse was in there, and he was, you know, gave us a warm welcome, came over to say hello. And it's just that local feeling of not having to take a number, not having to stand in line, not having to really, and it's about connection. It's not just that. I don't want to ramble, but it's about feeling connected. And then there's the whole socioeconomic part, because these are the people that are, to me, are the kind of the cog that makes the wheel go round. They're the linchpins. So you see so many opportunities for them to give in the community, and then you see them. They're at all the nonprofit events, they're donating food, and I'm not bashing the big chains, but it's much harder to get an opportunity to, you know, to give back. So it's a wonderful, to me, it's if of all the changes that you could make, my request is that you consider locally owned. And, you know, we're going to have Kim Jordan up here in a minute from the CEO of New Belgium. And they are a company where you've got to see their people everywhere when you go out talking about their Fat Tire beer, their community partners. So stay tuned. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World. We'll be right back with Kim Jordan, the CEO of New Belgium Brewing, and I have lots of questions. Please stay here with me. Hi, this is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green's World. I don't know about you, but it's pretty obvious gas prices are soaring. I'm thrilled to be getting 45 miles per gallon in town with my Honda Insight. Now is the perfect time to visit Chapman Tucson and check out the many fuel-efficient vehicles they have on their lots right now in every price range for every budget. Visit them at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan and tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
Professor Joel Quayle isn't just growing algae in his U of A lab. He's growing hope for clean, renewable energy. Because algae offers one of the brightest alternatives to fossil fuels. It takes CO2 out of the air and gives back pure oxygen. It's non-toxic and yields amazing power. Best of all, a new UA technology makes growing it more affordable and efficient than ever. The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
Hi, Mrs. Green here. Did you know you can reduce your water and fertilizer use in your yards and gardens by using Back2Feed? The Back2Feed system is economical, easy to use, and extremely effective. Back2Feed introduces billions of microbes into your soil using water. You simply add water to the powder, let it sit for 24 hours, and apply with a yard feeder. It is used on farms and golf courses all over the Southwest. Give your soil organisms with Back2Feed. Visit Back2Feed.com.
The Fairfax Companies is Tucson's green waste disposal solution. Contractors, landscapers, or do-it-yourselfers, come see us. We recycle almost all types of construction and landscape waste. Eastside Speedway in Prudence, Northwest I-9-I-10, Southeast Drexel and Houghton. The Fairfax Companies is the leader in the business of sustainability. We're open to the public and cost less than other landfills. Call 290-9313, 290-9313, or visit us online at thefairfaxcompanies.com.
My name is Barry Herr, a realtor with a green designation, a longtime listener, and advocate of Mrs. Green. One of the best things is the way she presents information about living green in an easy-to-use way. Having been involved in recycling and the environmental movement for the last 20 years, I've seen that the hardest part is for people to know what to do. Mrs. G breaks it down into bits we can all follow. Continue to join me in learning from Mrs. Green on her radio show. If you're coming to Tucson, let me help you find your piece of our green heaven.
Girl Scouts offers once-in-a-lifetime opportunities and experiences for all girls. By becoming a member yourself, for only $12, you are helping to make this possible. As a member, you don't have to be a troop leader or even have a daughter in Girl Scouts. Being a member means that you want to support girls in Southern Arizona and inspire them to have courage, confidence, and character. To unleash a girl's potential and support the Girl Scout movement, visit the Community tab at GirlScoutsSOAZ.org.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you want to think, we just want you to, and this show is sponsored by the Fairfax Company. We are really excited that we have Kim Jordan, the CEO of New Belgium Brewing Company, and they make Fat Tire, which is, I think, one of their biggest claims to fame, and Kim is taking time out of her busy day to talk with us today, and I've got lots of questions. Kim, welcome to Mrs. Green's World.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm excited to be here, at least by phone.
I know. I'm really glad you're in the house, and we know that, and we're being broadcast all over the world, so that's a wonderful thing. And let the questions begin. I wrote on my Facebook page that this is an interview that I want to have for about 3 years, so everything in its right time. One of the reasons I respect the company so much is you are clearly, you and your husband as the founders, early adopters, and now it's very hip and in and cutting edge to have a sustainable company, but you did it in, I think, 1989 as a husband and wife who had beer in the basement, as far as I know. So tell us a little bit about what New Belgium looks like today, and then we'll roll the camera back a little bit to the history of how you had the presence of mind or consciousness or whatever you want to call it to sit and write your core values before you really started this unbelievable company.
Well, thanks. I today, let's see, it's always interesting to go from today and work backwards. I usually do it the other way. But today we are a company of about 410 people. My coworkers own 41% of the company through an ESOP. And that in and of itself, in many companies, that's really more just strictly a retirement vehicle. But for New Belgium, we are an open book management company. So all of our coworkers see where all of the money goes. They have access to the financials.
Unbelievable. Like really and truly unbelievable. I want to ring the bell for that.
P&L every month. Oh, well, good. And then, and equally as important, they also kick off our strategic planning process every year. And the combination of those three things, high involvement culture is what we would call that, and open book management and ownership, has just been an incredible engine and source of sort of deep commitment among us. So, so that's kind of the internal people part of the company. We are also members of 1% for the Planet, and I know you're familiar with that. It's that is a commitment between in-kind and proceeds and actual cash to make sure that 1% of our revenue, not our profit, but
not
our revenue.
Profit. I tell everybody that. It's such a huge difference,
yeah.
Your revenue.
It's because you can manipulate the profit line quite a bit. But you can't really manipulate the revenue line. And so it's a pretty huge hurdle. And it's a, you know, it's kind of a mark among those of us who are members of being, you know, deeply committed to investing as businesses in the environment. And then we also have kind of a practice that is fairly broad with our sustainability management system. For years, we did our environmental work kind of ad hoc, things that occurred to us. Environmental stewardship has always been one of our core values. And, you know, it wasn't too difficult to know that that conservation was top on the list of things to do and general resource, paying attention to resource consumption. But in the last, 5 years, we put together an SMS, or sustainability management system.
Right, which is also on your website. I mean, the whole sustainability,
it's all
really good information about what you're doing.
Right, and then we also did a life cycle analysis of a six-pack of beer so that we could see from grain to, you know, the consumer's lips,
I love that.
Yeah, where all of the impacts are. It's a process. You know, I would love to be able to tell you that we've got this whole thing mastered, but we don't, and we never will, I'm assuming. But we continue, you know, the exciting part of that is that there continues to be great work to do, whether it's on making sure that we have in-house monitors at several places in our flow for water so that we can, you know, we can meter how we're doing at making improvement, or adding more PV panels to our solar array, added another anaerobic digester, which is a balloon that captures methane, and we burn that methane in a combined heat and power plant to create thermal and electrical energy. So, you know, it keeps us intellectually engaged. And then the last thing that we kind of took on in the last, year and a half, maybe 2 years, is advocacy. We realized that, one, beer is archetypal and ancient, and people have a deep interest in it, and that really gave us
true.
A platform.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, we're not making doorstops here.
Right,
and,
right.
It gives us a platform to be able to talk about our business practice, to be able to talk about, you know, accounting for externalities, to talk about things like B Corporation, which is a different corporate status that allows directors in a corporation to, or it requires that they shall take into account a variety of stakeholders rather than may take into account, which is a big legal difference, and it requires a different corporate status, and that's something that, state by state needs to be ratified in order to make that possible for corporations to not put their board of directors at risk, because in theory, a board's responsibility is fiduciary and
right.
the bottom line.
Right, right.
And so we found that being able to advocate about all kinds of things across the board, we're looking at how we can make a splash in our practice and how we can also make a ripple in our presence and our message and the way we show up in the world.
And this is what I told you when we spoke off air briefly, that I'm a whirling dervish brain and I try to stick to an outline. But one of the things, even when you're speaking about the history and what you're doing now and the evolution, I want to know how this is the first time I went to your website. I thought this is without a doubt one of the most fun websites I've ever seen in my whole entire life. And every time I go back to it, I feel the same way. It's hysterical. It makes you laugh. It makes you feel happy. I'm not even a big beer drinker, but it's fun to spend time at your website. So given the growth and expansion and success of a company that says as their mission to operate a profitable brewery, which makes our love and talent manifest, that was a pretty bold statement way back when. I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
It's lasting forever. So how do you have all of these corporate responsibilities and keep it fun? Rhonda Kendrick and those people in Tucson that I see, they're fun. Their displays are fun.
Yeah.
The people that come,
yeah.
the little buttons you give out, they're fun. So how do you keep yeah. fun first and foremost in people's minds too?
Rhonda Kendrick is a wonderful coworker of mine. I appreciate you giving her a
shout
out.
Awesome. I can't help it because that's how, you know, the excitement of my, you know, on my part grew. And like I said, I'm not a big beer drinker, but I'm a New Belgium fan and there's a difference.
Well, thank you for that. Well, for starters, we make beer. You know, if you can't have fun in the beer business, then
that's
you,
true.
You know, you
that's,
need to really
need to get
sit
a new,
with yourself
a new
for a
life.
While
yeah.
and ask what the problem is.
Right.
Having said that, we also think it's important to be responsible about beer, and I don't want to sort of discount that by saying it. But you know, fun is a whole spectrum of things. It's not, you know, making sure that we have parties all the time.
Right,
it's making
right.
sure
you can't fake fun.
Have, yeah, that we have moments to, you know, talk about what we did this weekend or to connect with one another over some funny story or to just, you know, turn something on its head and you know, try to approach it from another direction. So it's really, I think one of the things I say a lot to my coworkers is I can't be in charge of culture. We have to all be in charge of
you
culture.
You cannot dictate
want,
it. That's right. You can't dictate
culture.
If we
want
culture.
Community, we have to work toward community. And that's pretty a pretty simple statement, but not always easy to do. But, it, you know, we do drink beer together a fair amount. We always make sure that we have
that.
Good food with that as well, because
right.
we think that beer and food go together.
Right, I agree.
We make sure that we like ritual and ceremony a lot because we want to mark special occasions with one another. And I think the best way to do that is to make sure that there is that you carve out time to actually do that rather than just sort of fly by it on your way to the next meeting for whatever.
And so much of it is creating the environment to allow that to happen, if you ask me. It's like you, when you create the environment, people are going to be drawn in there that fill it. Okay, we have to go to a quick break. I know nobody wants to leave this conversation. We're interviewing Kim Jordan, the CEO of New Belgium Brewing Company. We're talking about beer and having fun. Please stay here with me.
Hang with the rats and smoke cigars. Have a break with Frank and Kim.
What if you had simple and easy solutions to live, work, and play green? Green Living Magazine, the premier green lifestyle magazine, brings you the latest in organic cooking, gardening, health and wellness, chef and celebrity interviews, as well as easy solutions to clean up your everyday life. Visit greenlivingaz.com for the latest in green news. Buy your subscription and view our network videos. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and again at greenlivingaz.com.
Other grocery stores don't tell you their produce is first shipped to an out-of-state distributor before hitting the shelves. At the Food Conspiracy Co-op, we cultivate relationships with Southern Arizona farmers who deliver their fresh-picked fruits and vegetables to our door, ensuring freshness and a low carbon footprint. Anyone can shop at the Food Conspiracy Co-op, which is collectively owned by nearly 2,000 Tucsonans. The co-op is open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily on 4th Avenue between 6th and 7th Streets. Come check us out.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting, hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Mrs. Green here for Back to Feed. Are your carrots the size of Q-tips? Are your string beans all strung out? Have the petals fallen off the rose? Does your lawn yawn? Sounds like you could use some organisms. 100% natural Back to Feed provides billions of organisms that improve the organic composition of your soil. And it gets even better. You'll even use less water and fertilizer. Give your lawn and garden what it needs. Back to Feed. Find us at backtofeed.com.
A big challenge of sustainability is making it affordable to everyday folks. It's a challenge we welcome at the U of A, where architecture students are applying years of research to building energy-smart, low-income housing. Students get hands-on learning, families in need get cutting-edge, money-saving homes, and home builders, well, they get a whole new benchmark. The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
Hi, Kathy Rankin here from Temco Air in Tucson, and I'm a huge fan of Mrs. Green. In the scheme of going green, I'm still a little sprout. But thanks to Mrs. Green, I've learned many fun and easy ways to help the environment. Okay, so I'm not willing to install chemical toilets in my house, but reusable shopping bags, I'm in. Reduce, reuse, recycle, I get it. I'm inviting you to join the fun by checking out her website at MrsGreensWorld.com and tell Mrs. Green that Kathy sent you.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to love that line, and we've got lots of things to think about. Today, we are just so pleased to have as our guest, calling in from, I think, Fort Collins, Colorado, is Kim Jordan, who's the CEO of New Belgium Brewing. And if you don't know it, why don't you? They make Fat Tire, which I think is on everyone's lips. I knew about Fat Tire when I was just a sprout. So, Kim, thank you so much for calling in today and taking time out of your very busy life to share with Mrs. Green's World what you're doing as a corporate steward, the whole company. So let's talk about, you talked a little bit about it before. To me, one of the issues about which I am most passionate is water. And I think it's one of the issues that we have to address globally. Water shortage is a reality. It's already happened in many places. And I did read in doing research for the show that New Belgium only uses 3.8 gallons of water to brew a gallon of beer when the industry average is 5.0 gallons. Now, I always run the numbers. That's a huge and significant water savings. And like you said, it's not easy. You can't just make beer without using water. How did you achieve such a lower amount of water? Like, what kind of process? I don't want you to reveal any company secrets, but how do you do that? There, on scale, that's huge and significant.
Well, I think it's a variety of things, and that's often how conservation happens. It's not one thing that just knocks it out of the park.
Exactly.
It's a
right.
bunch of different things. And so there are a couple of parts of our process where we are able to reuse water. There are a lot of brewers who reuse some amount of their water, and we've been able to sort of configure that so we can reuse more of our water than some folks may be able to. We also make sure that in things around the brewery outside that we do a lot of conservation. We've gone to a waterless lube system in packaging beer on a bottling line. You need for some way of keeping bottles moving along a conveyor smoothly.
Right,
and,
right.
And you can use water or you can use waterless lubes. And it took us a while to come to a system that we like there. We actually feel like we have a lot more to do. One of the things we've done recently, I kind of alluded to it earlier, was to install some internal metering. We're actually just in the process of doing that. And we're in the process of diving deeper into dividing up water usage into particular areas of the brewery. So
right.
We can look at systems and make specific changes across the flow of beer. So, it's something that we work at and we think there's more to do. We have actually, in the past, it's hard to be exact with some of these things. We think we've been lower in our water usage in the past, and we hope to get back to that number and go further. I talked about advocacy. One of the other things that we're doing is to, because one of our areas of philanthropy is healthy watersheds.
Right.
And so we have worked with a consortium of NGOs and foundations and then other corporations to make sure that we are looking at the Colorado River water basin.
Right.
To see, what we can do to support these NGOs that are doing such good work on their efforts around water management as the Colorado heads. In theory, it should head into Mexico, but it's really pretty non-existent at
right,
that point,
right.
As I'm sure you know.
I do.
So it's a breadth of things
and
that
it,
we're doing.
It always is. It's not, and people
yeah.
want the silver bullet. And earlier in my news section, I talked about the challenges that we're facing in our community right now about solar and lease versus purchase and, big, huge companies that are coming in and opening an office versus ones that are committed to sustainability. And I know your company is an example of it doesn't matter that you're not here and based here, your Rangers. I was going to call them Power Rangers. They would be cracking up about that. They kind of are Power Rangers.
They were kids. they went from Power Rangers to plain old Rangers
to grown
up
Rangers. But it's people a lot of times want simple answers, and they ask me a lot. And I say, first of all, I'm not an expert on anything other than asking questions and trying to find out good answers. But it's really not. There isn't a silver bullet to become a net zero impact company, no matter what you're doing. I just think it doesn't
right.
exist yet. So what about? I know another. Huge issue for me and is the environmental impact of shipping, and you have taken steps to minimize that. And can you just share with us a little bit about what you did as a constant process to minimize the shipping?
I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about. We are always looking at we have explored some multimodal, which is difficult to do. We are always looking at multimodal is like truck and train together.
Right, right, right. Okay.
And that's something that is, I'm sure that the train industry is becoming more and more sophisticated. But at this point, what we hear is that, product gets lost, in our case, cases of beer,
right.
get lost on trains. And so, it's not a very practical way for something that is restocked pretty regularly
right,
to ship.
Right.
we are in the process now of looking to build a brewery on the East Coast.
I know. I want to talk about that, too. Yes, in,
yeah,
in North
when
Carolina.
We decided that we were going to start selling beer in the East Coast. One of the other things we decided simultaneously was that that would mean we needed to seriously look at a second brewery
right,
there.
Right, what a huge
in
step.
Order to shorten our footprint on transportation.
Right, right. So, and I'm from Jersey, and I can tell you there's...
In our own...
Go ahead. I was going to say, there's a lot of
in
beer drinkers street, back there. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. And we're excited to get there to New Jersey eventually. In our own fleet, we have all of our Rangers are required. We actually, rather than say, well, you can drive whatever car you currently own as you go out into the marketplace, we require, we give them a car as a part of the job so that we can make sure that the kinds of cars we have out on the road are, you know, significantly efficient in terms of what's offered right now. In our delivery system in Fort Collins, we use biodiesel for our trucks. And
which
we
is
also,
great, by the
another,
way. I mean, that's great. Really great. That's a significant
well, it's
impact.
Well, it's a good start, but, you know, it would be, we would love to see, you know, all of these things as you dig into them, you think, oh, okay, well, for instance, electric vehicles. We would love to be able to use electric delivery trucks. But it also means that we would want to put up more PV panels because you really, you know, electricity, for the most part, for most Americans, comes from coal-fired power
exactly.
plants. There are some nuclear plants
right.
and some hydro plants, but they also have, both of those have their issues as well. And so, you know, we would hope that as a part of that process that we could also increase the amount of renewable energy that we're making on site in Fort Collins so that we could offset that power usage rather than feel like we're, you know, causing our local municipality to burn more coal-fired fuel because that's not, it's really just trading off one thing for another. Natural gas-powered vehicles is another cleaner and more interesting alternative, but as I'm sure your listeners are aware, there are issues with natural gas production as well. So it's we're
absolutely
really,
right. I wrote
I said early on, it's a process.
I wrote a blog called What the Frack, and
yeah.
it was about. It's just, again, you know, 97% of fracking is a water and. You know, it's just pure power. But the 3% of chemicals that are involved in it is what the residue that's left and causes all the damage. And you're right. It's, again,
right.
a complicated issue. Okay.
Yeah. And so then the other thing we do, the last kind of transportation piece, is to really advocate for bicycle transportation.
I know.
And we understand
I love
that's
that.
That's not going to get, you know, pallets of beer
to places.
Tucson.
Right.
But it is a way, you know, we've seen, and we've been in business 20 years, and we've been advocating for bicycling for, oh gosh, you know, truly advocating for it for 15, 18 of those 20 years. And I don't know what you're seeing in Tucson, but we see in communities that we visit that there is a bigger and bigger commitment, both in cities and in small towns, to accommodate bicycles as a part of the transportation strategy.
Totally
and
seeing growth
see
here on that.
We see that as a harbinger of good things. And we hope that our work in that has been one small piece of a lot of people's good work.
And again, it's fun. And I will tell you that we want to be known as one of the bike-friendly cities. Travelers from all over the world actually look at ratings to see how you're rated as a bike-friendly city. So we have to go. I knew this was going to happen. We have to go to another quick break. You're listening to Kim Jordan, the CEO of New Belgium Brewing. Lots more questions when I come back. Please stay here with me. Something I can hold on to.
Fairfax Companies is Tucson's green waste disposal solution. Contractors, landscapers, or do-it-yourselfers, come see us. We recycle almost all types of construction and landscape waste. Eastside Speedway in Prudence, Northwest I-9-I-10, Southeast Drexel and Houghton. The Fairfax Companies is the leader in the business of sustainability. We're open to the public and cost less than other landfills. Call 290-9313, 290-9313, or visit us online at thefairfaxcompanies.com.
One day, Sarah Kaus was hiking in the desert, drinking warm water out of her water bottle again. She thought, why isn't there a bottle that can keep my water cold and my coffee hot? And why can't this bottle look good in the boardroom or on a hiking trail? And so, the Swell Double Insulated Water Bottle was born. This stainless steel bottle keeps cold drinks cold 24 hours and hot drinks hot for 12. Swell bottle sales create safe water for the world's poorest people. So go to swellbottle.com to get yours. Enter the code SWELL at checkout and receive a 10% discount.
Think all this going green is new? The U of A School of Architecture has been offering energy audits to Arizona homes and businesses for more than 20 years. Now we're expanding that program to energize the economy, creating jobs that turn audits into applied solutions, real-world education, sustainable living, and economic development in one. Does it get any better than that? The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
Hi, this is Mrs. Green. Do you know that you can save up to $258 a year on fuel costs when you drive a VW 2011 Jetta TDI clean diesel from Chapman? And you can travel up to 609 miles per tank and reduce those ugly, sooty emissions by 90%. And remember, Chapman doesn't just sell cars. They provide you with the best ownership experience possible. Visit them at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan and tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
Hi, this is Hank Kreisick, a local certified green architect and listener to Mrs. Green's World. My family and I have chosen to live and practice a more sustainable lifestyle, from my biodiesel-powered truck to our gardens and energy efficiency home retrofits. I'm excited that there's a show like Mrs. Green's World to spread the word about what is going on in the world of sustainability. Truly, choices we make today will have lasting effects on future generations, and Mrs. Green's World does make going green more fun.
My name is Mary Cochran, and I'm a pediatrician here in Southern Arizona. I'd like to tell you about an amazing leadership program for your daughters. I'm talking about Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts is everything you could wish for your daughters and more. Girls learn important life skills, explore the environment, take action in the community through service projects, and make lasting friendships, all while developing essential leadership skills. I encourage you to visit GirlScoutsSouthernArizona.org to find the perfect fit for your daughter.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. I want you to visit my website at MrsGreensWorld.com for lots of information about sustainability on a global scale. You know that I would love for you to follow Mrs. Green on Facebook and Twitter, because to me it's all about connecting the big green dots, and we're connecting a really big green dot today. I am so pleased to have Kim Jordan, who's the CEO of New Belgium Brewing, on our show today, and I have, it's the 10 pounds of stuff in a 5-pound can, so I have 20 more questions, and we only have about 15 minutes, so I better stop talking and go back to Kim. Kim, I will not be happy if I don't remember to ask you this. How did the tag Ranger get started? Because you call your team members Rangers, and I love that, but I have no idea how that got started.
Yeah, that was just something kind of informal that happened in-house. We were at some point, oh gosh, probably 10 years ago, maybe a little longer, looking for a sort of an icon that we could use to sort of identify our coworkers out in the marketplace. And so we talked about, you know, to protect, to pour, to serve, and that got us thinking, oh, that, you know, it sounds like a ranger. And so it really kind of started as a patch, I think, that going to give to our coworkers. So,
and it's a great connotation.
And it just kind of stuck, and pretty soon we have every year all of our coworkers come back twice a year for what we call powwow.
Uh-huh.
So we have rangers, and we, you know, we feel like anything that's worth doing is even better if we can give it a nickname.
Right.
So
I agree.
We have trash cans with nicknames. We have doctors with nicknames.
It's that fun factor again. I mean, truly, it's that fun factor that ends up permeating the culture, which is a perfect segue. So I don't think there's any other beer company on the planet, and you probably know more about other beer companies than I do, that are so identified with the kinds of fun tours that you have. And I'm talking about the Tour de Fat. Would love to know how you came up with that name. The scavenger hunt. And I didn't even know you did a scavenger hunt until one of the Mrs. Green team members emailed me last night and said she's trying to get excitement for the one they're doing in Tucson with New Belgium. And did I want to be one of her partners? And then you have, I've read a lot about the Urban Assault Ride, the UAR. How did you start to, I don't want to use the word branding, but how did the corporate culture evolve to where you are so well known? Everybody's heard of the Tour de Fat. I mean, I really think that's, you know, New Belgium Brewing Company, Fat Tire Beer. How do they start?
Well, one of the things that is true for craft brewers kind of across the spectrum, especially, well, certainly with what we would call production brewers. Those
right,
are breweries
right.
that don't have pubs attached, but also I'm sure with pub brewers, is eventing. You know, one of the ways to really talk to a lot of beer drinkers is to be a part of events. And I think for us, we realized fairly early on that if we had events that were our events that we owned, we could really partner with the people we wanted to partner with, control the messaging, if you will.
Totally.
You know, that, for instance,
right.
we use a group called Zero Hero for a lot of our recycling work. And, you know, we try to make sure that the events that are New Belgium events are very low
impact
poundage
yes.
to,
yeah,
the,
right.
yeah, to the landfill. So that's kind of how we got started on that. And Tour de Fat just, you know, became this sort of crazy.
It is great.
You know, in the beginning, it started out more like a ride that you would see, like the MS ride.
Right,
or,
right.
Where they were long rides or that there were also shorter rides with people with families. And we decided what we really wanted was not another ride, really, but more a celebration of bicycling and, you know, an event that showcased writing about environmental issues and showcased local food and, of course, our beer and had interesting music, something that people could also bring their kids to. So it
exactly.
felt like
fun.
You know, something that was, yeah, that you could dress up in silly costumes
right.
and bring the family down and... So we also do something called Clips of Faith, which is we sort of tap our beer-drinking customers to make movies, not about New Belgium beer per se, but about things in their lives. And we put those together into a traveling roadshow of short-format movies. Coupled with we bring out all of our beers, so we have a really wide and eclectic array of beers that we serve, and those have been really popular as well.
And it's there's a new term. Somebody comes up with a term for everything, and it's kind of going back to old ideas, if you ask me. But there's an entire training mechanism out there for something called gamification. And to me, some of these things, like the scavenger hunt, it's having fun and playing games. I love scavenger hunts. The Defenders of Wildlife just did one here to bring a consciousness about the Mexican gray wolf. And they put silhouettes of wolves all over the city. And they put 50
oh, nice.
Of them. And you had to go and find the wolves. And they had a little tag on their ear. And then go on the website and register it. And I heard from quite a few people that just loved it. And I don't mean people just with kids. I mean people, you know, my age and a little younger. And went around. So I think that this culture of fun, I think people are starving for that and connection. And you combine it.
Yeah.
And family things. Talk about the Urban Assault Ride. That just seems like another one fun thing. And how did that get started?
Well, I also think something that they're looking for is sort of simple fun.
Yes.
Not, you know,
yes.
Sort of huge bells and whistles. Actually, Urban Assault Ride is not our ride per se. We partner with them.
Okay.
And they've been fabulous partners. And they put on a great event. But it's something that we've, that's not something we own.
Okay.
I want to be sure that people know that, because, you know, if you're the people who have put all the work into making that happen, you certainly want credit for that.
But
so,
there's great exposure.
And they do a great job of them. Yeah.
Right. And you're good partners, because it's on your website, and that's where I learned about it and read about it. So you are really good partners. Another plus.
Well, we try to be good partners. So, you know, that makes life more interesting.
Okay, so how does the evolution, I'd love to know, from the birth of an idea to something that becomes a reality with your team, is it like you said, we talk about it, we're employee owned, it's a culture of sharing and participating, but what would make you decide to adopt or get behind an event, and then how do you roll it out since you're getting bigger and bigger?
We love to sit around and dream up ideas.
That's
and sometimes
great.
We have to remind ourselves that we can't do everything.
Right.
We
sell beer.
About. But that's certainly the genesis of anything that we do is,
right.
You know, how can we, that sounds like fun. How can we do that?
Right. Instance? Right.
So there are a few things that we tend to kind of filter that through. One of those is we tend toward more, although we do some other kinds of things, but we tend toward human-powered activities.
Right.
And we want to know that there is some component of not-for-profit, you know, being able to donate proceeds or make people aware of a particular, issue. So there's the fun part, but there's also sort of the cause piece of that as well. We like to be sure that we have partners that want kind of the same outcomes that we do. The obvious ones are safety and fun, but also, you know, low impact on landfills, good citizenship in a community, you know, so that the town is not like, I hope they never come here again.
Yeah, right.
So
that wasn't so great, right?
Yeah. You don't want to have that happen. So it's been a fabulous, you know, and this one for us obviously fits right into our desire to make sure that the bicycle is celebrated as a part of that.
So right.
It's been great.
With your corporate culture, it fits so well. And, you know, I know you're talking about expansion to the East Coast, and one of my questions was the challenge that it will be to so successfully transfer a strong corporate culture. And what I know after talking to you, it's not going to be a challenge at all, because the core values are there and you attract the people that are going to espouse those values. So wherever your expansion is, East Coast, it's a great one because of the impact, and it's a great one for the planet. We have like 30 seconds left. We didn't have much time to talk about 1% for the planet, but I encourage everybody who's listening, Google that, and a big shout out, big thanks, heartfelt for Mrs. Green to have Kim Jordan from the New Belgium Brewing Company here on our show live, and you can listen to it in podcast. So Kim, thank you not just for being on the show, but for what you and your incredible team and company do because of your vision and your commitment to making our world a better place. It's appreciated by many of us.
And thank you, Mrs. Green. It takes all of us to do our piece of the total thing, and it's clear that you have a lot of enthusiasm for your piece as well. So
it's just,
thanks for that.
I get up on Saturday mornings and I'm like, let's make it happen. So thank you so much again,
thanks.
And have a great Saturday, and I can't wait till our paths cross. Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, next week, Girl Scouts, 100-year anniversary of creating opportunity for young girls. Thanks for tuning in.